Chronicles, follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
If this weapon falls into the wrong hands, it could spell disaster.
Well, it looks like the signal is in place.
Yeah, Kate.
Have you left yet?
No.
Detective Barnes?
Yes, Captain. You told one of our patrol officers that you recognized this man from earlier.
Yes, that's him. A most unusual man. The best I could do at the time was to send him up to the Lutheran shelter on South Charles Street.
Miss Green?
I'm Lauren. How may I help you, Detective?
Miss Green, have you ever seen this man before?
That looks like Henry. He said that someone he knew was throwing out an old computer and a printer. He only wanted some of the circuit boards. He asked me where the closest pawn shop was.
Can I help you?
Have you seen this man?
Can't miss that jacket and blue jumpsuit.
A toy? You both are excited about a toy gun?
This isn't a toy, this is a screen-ready hero prop.
Remember, we track him until he is clear of the station.
Patrol, we've got a problem. Local Leo's having.
And now, Episode 9, The Ruse.
I can't believe it. It's him, walking down the street, right in front of the station. Excuse me, sir. Henry, police. We'd like to talk to you.
Nine.
Henry, please, we just want to ask you a few questions.
Nine.
What do you have in a bag, sir?
That's his brain.
It appears to be a homing device. Can you tell me why you need a homing device in the middle of the city?
No, that's his brain.
Look, I know you speak English. We've talked to several people today who spoke to you.
It's been hungry. I am for coin looking.
Your name, sir?
Ich bin Heinrich!
Well then, Henry, turn around, put your hands behind your back. I'm arresting you for metal detecting within the city limits without a permit.
No. There's a permit. I'm just looking for coins people have been dropping.
I'll get this. Just relax, Henry. We'll sort it all out.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford an attorney, one will be provided for you. Do you understand the rights I've just read to you? With these rights in mind, do you wish to speak to me?
Bullen Schwein! Bullen Schwein!
What?
I think that's a no. Okay, Henry, watch your head. So, you think you got your guy?
Yeah, I'd be willing to bet the whole schnitzel on it.
This was the worst scenario. It would have been bad enough to have one of our own capture him, but Barnes? He's the last guy I wanted taking Von Longer down. I'm just glad that so far Von Longer has chosen to not say anything about the other side. My only hope was that he keeps his mouth shut all the way to booking, and then lawyer up. But then, so what if he started talking about space travel in a parallel world? Everyone would just think that he's some kind of nut job. I just hope Pierman has a plan.
Hey, detectives. Your suspect is finished with booking. He still won't give us a name, though. He's waiting in room 2.
Thank you, Mac. Well, partner, what do you think his story is?
Sad.
I'm talking about why he torched the electronics store for some small parts, then roamed the streets with some sort of homing device he built. He's got skills. He has to have some sort of science background.
First of all, we only suspect him of the arson and robbery. Secondly, maybe he was using it to metal detect for coins and jewelry. Speaking of which, you know we really can't hold him for not having a permit.
Hopefully we can get him long enough to get some information.
Unless he lawyers up.
Oh, you're such a killjoy. Henry. Okay, Kate. Start the recording. Detective James Barnes, accompanied by Detective Kate Hawk, interrogation session, 1345 hours.
Detectives, hold off on your questioning. We're assuming custody of your suspect.
What the? Captain, what is this?
This is Homeland Security, and unfortunately, their jurisdiction overrides ours in this case.
What case?
A case of national security.
He's my lead suspect in an arson and a robbery case.
Oh, and let's not forget the metal detecting permit violation.
Kate, this is no time for jokes.
Jim, obviously this guy's wanted for things more egregious than arson or robbery.
She's right, Detective Barnes. As soon as we finished booking him, I received a call from Homeland Security, directing us to hold him until their agents got here.
Wait, how did you guys know we had your man? We don't even know his name, and his prints aren't in the system.
Not this system, but he is on record with Interpol. His prints threw up a red flag as soon as you put him in the system. Hey, look, don't look at it like you lost a suspect. Look at it like you just captured a known international threat and possible terrorist.
That's good work, you two.
Detective, we appreciate your hard work. You too, Detective. If we verify that our friend here committed the arson, we'll let you know. Again, thank you. Sir, you're going with us.
Schweinehund! Schweinehund! Bullenschwein! Bullenschwein!
I got it.
You know something I don't know? Like, what's this guy into?
No. Bullenschwein.
What?
Bull, as in cop. And Schwein, as in pig.
Kate, this is not the time to be funny. You don't think it's strange that we booked someone for a permit violation? 10 minutes later, the feds are all over him?
Look, all I know is that his prints were flagged. They saw them, they came and they got him. He's not our problem anymore. Case closed.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I don't like it either, Jim, but it is what it is. He's in federal custody.
Homeland Security. Must be nice just to waltz in with no paperwork, no legwork, just snatch up anybody they want, all in the name of national security. I know. They probably have some justified cause, but doesn't mean I have to like it. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to call Mr. Gupta. Tell him that we had our man for a couple of minutes. Now they have him.
I hope they do have him. And not us.
Hello?
Mr. Pierman.
Yes, Kate. That was us.
Thank God. I was hoping those were your people.
As I told you, Kate, he would be taken to another jurisdiction.
But what happens when our people contact Homeland Security to follow up?
It gets a little complicated. In many cases, all the departments may know something about a case, but no department knows everything about a case. We have cover stories in place to deal with inquiries to the department. You don't need to know the particulars, but don't be surprised if you hear that Heinrich is in the Witness Protection Program.
And how on earth are you going to hide him?
A cover story, Kate. He'll actually be with us. Can you get here by 3?
Yeah, I think so.
Come to our break room. Go around the control room to the right. You'll see it at the end of the hall.
All right, I'll see you at 3.
My favorite detective.
Not now, rookie. I've got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, I see one of them got away.
He's not my problem anymore. Go do some filing or something.
Hey, you kiss one cheek and then you slap the other.
Goodbye, rookie. He's not my problem anymore. That was about as far from the truth as it could be. Von Langer was the key in finding out what happened to my father. How did Dad end up in prison and then be accused of aiding 2 inmates in an escape attempt? As I drove to the airport, my mind was racing with unanswered questions. I was hoping that Von Langer would be there and that Pierman would give me a crack at him. I was surprised to see that it looked like business as usual at Pierman's warehouse. No one seemed to have a sense of urgency or anything. The hallway to the break room was darkened. I could see a faint light coming through the door window.
Ah, Kate, come in.
You gotta be kidding me. You have all the lights out except for a spotlight on Von Langer. Is this how they do it on your side? We only did it this way in old movies.
Remember, Von Langer is from the 30s and 40s Nazi Germany. This will hit closer to home with him. He's not going to give up anything easily. Again, Herr Von Langer, what were you doing on this side? Answer me, what were you doing? Barbara, would you please translate what Herr Von Langer is babbling on about?
Sir, I believe that's slang for dummy or buffoon.
Heinrich, I know you speak English. Now, what were you doing on this side?
Ich verstehe Sie nicht. Ich habe Hunger.
Yes, you do understand, and you can eat when I say you can eat. Barbara, ask him again, what was he doing on this side?
Was haben Sie auf dieser Seite?
Sehen Wirtigkeiten.
Sightseeing.
No. Why, Heinrich? Why?
Warum?
Ich bin nur auf Besuch.
He's only a tourist.
Can I ask him some questions?
I appreciate your assistance, Detective, but this is our matter. You don't know him like we do.
Then why haven't you asked him why he was trying to find the stip? You told me that the stip was nothing more than a vessel, like a railroad car. What was he going to do when he found it?
He managed to get from the prison to a rooftop in downtown Baltimore. I'm sure he knows an override to get it back.
To where? The prison? Or your home docking station? None of these sound like freedom to me, Pierman. What are you not telling me?
Kate, this is a delicate matter.
Now you sound like Homeland Security. What's going on here? Why did you even ask me to come here?
Because if I didn't, you would probably come anyway. This matter involves more than you could handle, Kate.
And how do you know what I can handle? You don't know me as well as you think, Pierman. I'm not leaving until I know what he's up to, and more importantly, what my father has to do with all of this. You, ask him why he was looking for the stip.
Barbara, ask the question.
So hier ist meine Frage. Sie haben noch nie davon gehört, das Stip.
I didn't ask if he had ever heard of the stip. Henry, warum waren Sie auf der Suche nach dem Stip?
Well, Kate, you surprise me. I didn't see that coming.
My family has German roots. Henry, warum? Warum?
Because, my dear, I intend to destroy it. We intend to destroy all the ships on Earth!
What evil plan has Von Longer put into play? And who are the we on his side? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Plot.